Hi everyone, this is Mikey Lynch from the Uni Fellowship of Christians. This is the first of what we'll hope will be a bunch of video updates that staff will give once a week to get into the Bible together in a small way and just kind of connect with you in a different sort of way. We'll see how it goes. But before I begin, just a bit comment about the bookshelf. Christine and I have a bit of a running joke going about the power move of the bookshelf behind you when you do a video. So let's just have a little look at what's here on the bookshelf. Here we've got a soldier who was about to engage in some kind of Toy Story type escape and then froze when I entered the room. And here's my gran and grandpa, both who died. My grandpa only died recently, but there's a photo of them. Here's a little medal from the skate park leagues. Recently, I ended up rollerblading in that competition and got second place, which isn't that impressive because we only did, there were only three rollerbladers skating. And it's largely a bunch of kind of fiction books, including Gremlins, Back to the Future, The Terminator. I don't know how we even ended up with those. But there is, look, there is some Christian stuff going on up here as well, so fear not. So there you go, the mystery of the bookshelf. Look, I just wanted to talk really briefly about the nature of what it means to be human, what it means to be a Christian, and the nature of then the Christian salvation and the Christian life. That these things are include all of us, our body, soul, and spirit. That we were created body, soul, and spirit. We're saved body, soul, and spirit. And we live out our Christian lives body, soul, and spirit with a hope for the future of body, soul, and spirit. See, Christians don't just believe in the soul. We don't just believe that it's all about getting forgiven and your spirit being blessed to then go to a spiritual afterlife. But actually, we believe that God made the physical world too, our bodies, our desires, our feelings, our pleasures, and the world around us with all its beauty and diversity. And I'm looking out the window here down into the Entrecasteaux Channel and out onto Bruny Island. It's beautiful. God made that. I can worship God for those things. And so when God speaks way back in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 6 about what it means then for his people to worship him, he says, "Hear, O Israel," Deuteronomy 6 verse 3, "Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey these things so it may go well with you." 6 verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." All your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all of you. Your body, your physical strength, your life in the world with your hands in the dirt, your relationships, your work, your prayers, your worship. And Jesus quotes this passage and says that's the greatest commandment, to love the God, Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. It is our whole lives. When Thessalonians, and Paul speaks in the New Testament, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and he talks about the salvation and the blessings that come from being forgiven by God, he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and verse 23, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." That the salvation, the blessing that God wants for you and God gives you in Jesus Christ is your whole body, your whole soul, and your whole spirit. All of you is you. All of you is made by God. All of you is precious to God. All of you worships God. All of you is saved by God. And Hebrews, just one final bit of Bible before I sort of think through with you a little about what this means and some practicalities. In Hebrews chapter 2, we're told that the kind of salvation that Jesus came to achieve was a salvation of our whole selves as well. We read that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, "In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should be made the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and brothers and sisters." And in Hebrews 2 verse 14, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those whose lives were held in slavery of the fear of death." Jesus became fully human, not just appeared to become a human being, not just a little bit human, but fully human, body, soul, and spirit. God came to earth, body, soul, and spirit, to be among us, to identify with us, to die for us, taking our guilt and our need and our judgment on himself, that we can be forgiven, we can be purified, we can be restored to relationship with God. And the ultimate hope for Christians is that just like Jesus rose from the dead, body, soul, and spirit, so that God the Son, who had taken on a human nature, rises again, perfect and eternal, our hope is that if we trust in Jesus, we also ultimately will not die and be buried and rot, but we'll rise again, body, soul, and spirit, perfected, eternal, united and reconciled to God. It's awesome. It's an awesome thought. So that means you want really sure hope, sure blessing, forgiveness, harmony with God. It's found in Jesus. He purifies you, saves you, reconciles you to God. Come to Jesus. In Jesus is sure hope, great blessing, and acceptance by God. Trust in Jesus. But it also means as we live the Christian life, and as we just understand anybody living life, that all those parts of us are real and really matter and are really important to God. Even as Christians, as spiritual people, as holy people, your body, your soul, and your spirit all matter to God. Jesus can identify with all of them. Jesus took on all of them. Jesus perfected all of them. And our ultimate hope is to worship God with all of them. So one application particularly relevant at the moment in this weird, strange, scary time of the coronavirus pandemic, where many of us are now studying online, living online, churching online, socialising online. A whole lot of what we normally did is now cut out. It's tough. And I want to say that as we deal with that, all these things matter. So your bodies matter. Your body, your exercise, your health, your sleep, those things matter. As a human being, God's made you that way. As a Christian, God has still made you that way. So I encourage you to look after your health and your diet and your exercise and help each other do that as a part of who you are. But also your soul and your emotional life, your personal existence matters. Your fears, your worries, your boredom, you're just feeling a bit bummed out, as well as your happy moments. You know, even in the middle of disasters, you can still have happy moments. Those things matter. Jesus grieved and rejoiced, yeah, as his glorified humanity. We, by the Holy Spirit, the Bible could speak about, can rejoice in the Holy Spirit, can also be troubled and by the Spirit we can groan inwardly as we long for the future hope. Our bodies matter, our emotions matter, but actually ultimately our spirits matter too. And you know what, at a time like this, you want to be healthy, you want to be safe, you want to be fit, you want to be connected with other people emotionally and so on. We'll look after each other in all of these ways, and in addition to looking after your body and looking after your emotions and looking after your social connection, we want you to look after all those things. Please make an effort to do that. Also look after your soul, connection with your Creator, prayer, church, reflection, hope of peace with God. Those things are so, so important, especially in difficult times. So be thinking about these things, won't you? And think about how you can love one another in these things. Worry and isolation, or even just restricted contact with others, can lead to terrible habits, terrible depression, and then trying to just deal with it all through more entertainment, more drink, more drugs, more porn, more just buying stuff and ordering stuff online, or just worry and feeding the worry and the fear. Bring these things to God. Get comfort from him, and then draw out the healthy ways that God has enabled us to bless one another emotionally, practically, and spiritually. That's enough from me. I encourage you to pray about these things and reflect on these things this week. All the best.